The Australian Open. Will non-vaccinated players be allowed to come in to the Australian and compete at the Australian Open? Now, the Premier's made it pretty clear he doesn't want that to happen. But then he said, as I was talking to Martin Pakula about it during the week, who's in charge of the major events, and he said it was up to the federal government to decide. Well, the Prime Minister told me this morning it wouldn't be a problem if the players applied for an exemption and went through the proper processes. This is what he said.
But you, in fact, control the borders. Are you saying they will be allowed in unvaccinated?
Yeah, if they apply for that exemption, just as I said, just like a skilled worker coming in to have to do a particular job, that's been operating for the last few years through the pandemic. Those exemptions can be granted, but then when they come in, they're governed by the rules of what the state public health orders are.
So if the Premier wants to stop them, he can't really. It's your authority, isn't it?
Well, of course. I mean, exemptions, we've been providing exemptions for workers to come in to do these types of things for all the way through the pandemic. Now, it's true that they have to apply one, so the blanket rule is no, but there is a pathway for people to do that for those type of economic activities.
Okay, so apply for exemptions. Well, the Premier, on his way into Parliament, said there will be no such application. This is what he said.
Unvaccinated players should not be allowed in. Prime Minister has clarified the federal government's position today. I think Greg Hunt's also made some comments. And what I want to make very clear is that the state of Victoria will not be applying for any exemptions for unvaccinated players.
Will you ban Novak Djokovic from Melbourne Park?
Well, I'm not applying for any exemptions for any unvaccinated players. So if we don't apply for an exemption, then no exemption will be granted, and then the whole issue is basically resolved.
So is that how it works? We better check that. Is that how it works? Is it possible for the player to apply, or for the tennis authorities to apply, or another state can apply, another tennis event can apply for an exemption? Anyway, underlying it all is, should they be allowed in or not? My feeling is no. Not that they're particularly a health risk. I accept what Brett Sutton said yesterday, although Daniel didn't like it, but I accept what Brett Sutton said yesterday when he said they could be managed through the system in the same way they have been in the past, so they weren't an immediate health risk. I can understand and accept that. They're in quarantine, they're regularly tested, they're restricted in where they move around. I can understand that. But it's an awful message to be sending to Victorians who can't walk out the front door at the moment. Well, they're heavily restricted in what they're doing. Well, you're restricted because you can't play tennis. I think it's a bad look. I think the Premier is right to dig in.